Father, we thank you again for drawing us here in the name of your Son, Jesus. And oh, how boldly we come and thanking you that now are we the sons of God. And Lord, thank you, Father, that you always have something good for us. Always something good. Help us to come in there. Lord, we always come with empty hands, Lord, just full of praise to you. And oh, how you fill them up. God, help us to take from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, as that Holy Ghost ministers to us today, Lord, taking the things of you and making them mine. Lord, let us know these things. Lord, let them treasure. Oh, God, let us just rejoice and praise you for your love and goodness to us, Lord Jesus. God, help us not to be a murmuring one. Lord, help us to be a praising one. God, thankful, Lord Jesus, that this and the Lord, what one I more. God, thank you again for your goodness to us. Thank you for the faith that you give us all because of the love of God. And Lord, may we magnify you today and grow up in that wonderful grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in that name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd turn to Ecclesiastes with me this morning, that's where we'll begin. And that's Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And we'll be reading again of that King Solomon and some of the things that the Lord had put in his heart to see. And sometimes these things the Lord puts in our heart to see can be pretty sad when we've passed by the glory of the Lord. But in that first verse of the first chapter, it says, "The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, vanity of vanities." And that means empty of empties. "Saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun." And go over to that 14th verse. It says, "I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit." Now, brothers and sisters, you think about this, and we've, thank God, heard this many times. And if we, the Lord tarry and we abide and remain, may we hear this many more times. And the truth of it. But this is King Solomon here. And he is saying this, you have to think, with such a sadness, an ache in his heart, a lament. Oh, as he is looking over his kingdom here in his old age. And you have to think about this. The wisest man there has ever been. All vanity. Do you get that? The wisest man there has ever been. All vanity. The wealthiest man there has ever been. All vanity. Probably the most beautiful people, well-kept people there has ever been. All vanity. The greatest workmen, technicians, talent like you can't imagine, music, singers, the wealth, the beauty that man could make and present, all vanity. Everything man could do truly to its heights at that moment, it struck his heart. It was all vanity. And for him, so personally, he knew he had missed the best part. The empty things, brothers and sisters, the empty things, and anything of this world that causes separation or a distraction from the things of God is an empty thing. It's vanity. Anything that causes our hearts to turn from Him is vanity. And this brother, he knew it. He knew that he had missed it. And as we again rejoiced last Sunday, he knew that something got between loving the Lord thy God with all his heart, his soul, and his might. And that's the truth. He missed the full joy of his father David. And I think, Lord, help us to heed to these things which we are hearing. Lord, you've given me an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Let me hear it. Because his father David, long before he brought this out himself, turn over to Psalm 94 with me. And in Psalm 94, 11, his sweet father said this, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are all vanity." Not some, not a bit, not a piece, but all the thoughts of man are vanity. Now let's go over to Psalm 39, 5. And in Psalm 39, 5, the psalmist is led to say it like this, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee." Just a vapor. "Verily every man at his best state." Listen to this. Every man at his very best. And think of what this world presents today. Oh, we've got the best of the best. We've got the most beautiful, we've got the most talented, whether it's in music and singing and dance and athletes. Oh my goodness. Oh, today's athletes just blow those guys 30, 40 years ago. Those aren't even athletes compared to what we've got today. Come on. And what does he say here? "Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." I love the way God comes at us. There's no room to wiggle. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. You talk about the way, the truth, and the life. You talk about the light. You talk about the mark. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He sums it up all right now. Man is full of vanity. All that man can produce is vanity. And all means all. Brother Paul got it. Brother Paul said it like this in Philippians 3:8. How wonderful. Such a capable man. And now we're talking religious things. But here's what he said. Even as the things the Lord produced in his life. Yea, doubtless. That means, let me tell you something, there is no doubt. "And I count all things but loss," all things but loss, "for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, I want you to think about that word vanity, brothers and sisters. God, he's mine in here. Because you know what? He's looking for a wife for his son. "Lord, search me." Huh? Yeah, search me. You ready? Come on now. You're going to have to ask for grace when he shows you what he finds. I don't want you too discouraged now. You should be encouraged because he loves you so. Come on. That's why he's working on you and he's working on me. But you think about this word vanity and how vain man can be, brothers and sisters. And I'm talking about in anything in our lives, our jobs, our looks, our abilities. Had someone say to me one time when I was talking about this, "Well, am I not supposed to do anything?" What a dummy. And I just said it like this. It's quite the contrary, and it is. Let me tell you something. Do it all. Everything that the Lord puts in front of you, you do it. And you don't just do it, you do it heartily unto Him. And that is way beyond the best that you can do. See, I learned to quit praying, oh Lord, let me just do the best that I can. That's so short of everything that I could do something. We're talking about Holy Ghost power effort. Isn't that awesome? If I get up there and say, Lord, let me just do the best that I can, what a failure. How short of the exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think that He so richly supplies. Amen? See, again, brothers and sisters, we're thinking of this right here. Our vision is right here. We're looking, oh man, this outcome. God is more encouraged. Praise God. He's already got that taken care of, that outcome. He wants you in the glory right now of fighting the good fight of faith and believing Him. He's already taken care of tomorrow. Amen? Has the victory already been won? Amen? Is it finished? Amen. Has He already made the way of escape? Amen. He's got it. He's promised us, I will perfect that which concerns you. Man, it's good. It's awesome. Believe Him. Believe Him. Praise God. I know you love Him. But in love causes you to believe Him. Doesn't matter what we're going through, but I'm telling you, we get weary. Yes. But God, help us not in well-doing. Lord, bring on that grace and grow me up in it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. When it's God-enabled Holy Ghost power effort, you still got to continue in prayer, brothers and sisters. Lord, help me take the grace to magnify You in all of it. All of it. See, it's like this, and I'll keep bringing it back. A lot of people say, oh my goodness, you're just mushy in that love stuff. Let me tell you something. The Lord's mushy in that love stuff. I want to get there. I want to stay there. I don't want to be moved from there. He reveals Himself to us in nature, brothers and sisters. And I know that in our natural relationships, it is just a type. I get that. But what a beautiful type. What a wonderful type. When we fellowship in our relationships in the gospel of Christ. Amen? You fellowship in the gospel of Christ in your friendships. Oh my goodness, you'll be friends like Jesus. That even sticks closer than a brother. Can you imagine that? He'll cause you to be a faithful friend. Can you imagine that? And then entering in, oh, can you imagine the fellowship of the gospel of Christ in your marriage? Oh my, what a type. Glorious, altogether lovely. A type that magnifies what Jesus Christ will have someday in His wife. Amen. And the children that come forth, oh, rising up and calling her blessed. Yes, it's all there, isn't it? See, we're Saul without excuse. It's all there. And God is for you in all this. God's for you. You may not even be for yourself sometimes. But if He be for you, who could be against you? Not even yourself. Huh? Come on now. Even when I believe not, He abides faithful. Even when I fall so short, oh my. I'm standing on the rock that's higher than I. Yes, that's our God. That's our God. Praise His name. But see, it's like this. When you really fall in love with someone, now think about this. I'm talking about really fall in love. I'm not talking puppy love. I'm not talking about some of these other, well, this was great for a moment. I'm talking really falling in love. Don't you want to do your utmost best for them? Don't you prefer them above everybody else? Come on now. Don't you want to be with them? Don't you want to do anything possible that you could do for them? They're your entire focus. I'm talking when you're really in love. And that's just the way it is with Jesus. It is. But see, the reason that so few really get into this and understand this, because it's called falling in love with Jesus. We talked about it earlier today. All Christians, by the grace of God, they do. They love the Lord. They love that He saved me. Praise God. Thank You, Lord, for the mustard seed of faith. Yes, that threshold. Oh, I believe. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord. Thank You, Lord, for that love that caused me to call out to You because You first loved me. But we're talking in love now. We're talking, praise God, this falling in love. But you got to see that he's in love with you. So why don't people see that? Because most of God's precious people don't hear the word of God. I'm talking about really hearing the word of God. When you really begin to hear the word of God, you know what you hear? You hear a love story. Do you know that? If you haven't heard the love story yet in the word of God, you have not heard the word of God. It's the truth. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to encourage you in spirit to hear the love story. Most people just hear how I'm going to live my life. A lot of people hear, well, here's how I'm going to go do some good. The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Why not go into the perfect will of God? That's the completeness of it all. That's to be filled with all the fullness of God. That's to know the love of Christ. The love story. That's it. And see, there's no other way to really know about Jesus. There's no other way to grow in that faith. There's no other way that love grows in our life or peace or rest or on and on and on without the word of God. Now, we come in here, and I'm telling you, and I love talking about this, and I do believe that there's an earnest expectation because of the grace of God to win him. To win him, amen? That there is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and it is a mark. And we press toward that mark. Hallelujah. And it's in love that we press toward that. You don't do that in, oh, I'm doing it in my devotion. Here I go. I got big Bible time now. Watch, I got two. Just do this. Praise the Lord. Surrender. Lord, you do this work in me. This is no pious walk. This is a, let me tell you something, it's a love trek. Sometimes you're skipping and enjoying, and I'll tell you, sometimes you are sitting still and crawling, but all the while, it's the love that brings you along. Now, we know this. We know this. But I'll tell you what. It's a fully purposed one, isn't it? Now, we're going to go back to this vanity. I'm going to tell you about ones that are fully purposed. That don't have empty places. They just don't. And when the Lord searches your heart, and there's an empty place in there, Lord, fill her up. Fill it up. Fill it up. Oh, hallelujah. Fill it up. See, he fills everything. And yes, we're right back to filled with all the fullness of God. That's the desire. Filled with all the fullness of God. And when you're filled with all the fullness of God, there ain't no room for anything else but all the fullness of God. Amen? And what begins to transpire in your life, brothers and sisters, is there will be nothing between. There'll be nothing between. You'll want to gather yourselves the much the more with these kooky saints, as you see the day approaching. It's the truth. You have an insatiable appetite, truly, to be amongst the people of God. Oh, yes, you'll be fought. Don't get me wrong. There'll be times it'll be hard to open the Bible. Oh, Lord, I'm just aching. That's the heavens seem like brass. Yes. But love breaks through every single time. And I know that his love is patient. And I'm not going to play hard to get and just make him wait on me. But I'm going to be still as he encourages my heart on. But I'm not going to just say, oh, Lord, you know, I've just got to take a break and I've got to do this. And, you know, I got to go find myself for a while. What do you think my wife would do if I said that? Yeah, you can go find yourself. I'm not going to say anymore. I get myself in real trouble. But you get what I'm saying. This is a fight. This is a fight, and you fight for love. Hallelujah. And it's a precious fight. Amen, it is. It's valuable. It's the most valuable thing there is. Praise be to God. But let's get at this today. Let's let him work here. This is Lord, search me time. And here we go. Does my life have any parts of it that are dedicated to magnifying me? Huh? Come on. I don't want you leaving. Stay seated. You can stand up and praise him if you need to right now and say, oh, Lord, help me. Search me, Lord. Come on. Yes, he's working on us. Praise God. But, Lord, are there parts of my life that are dedicated to magnifying me? Because, see, brothers and sisters, this is laying aside every weight time. Every weight time. Right? You can't run with weights. You can't. Uh-uh. And really, it comes down to, do I give him all the glory in my life? Is he all the glory in my life? All the glory for my life. Huh? And when you're in love, oh, yes, you are, Lord. And I love to glory in you. I love to glory in you. As I told you, one of the sweetest testimonies of my sweet little life was when my mom, my dad had went to be with the Lord, and it was a year or so past, and I went over to her house, and she was just kind of sitting at the table, and there was some stationery with my dad's name on it and my mom's name, and it was Mrs. John Odorcio. And she kept passing her hand over that and passing her hand over it. And I was just looking at her doing it. And she didn't even know I was looking at her doing it. And I said, Mom, she looked at me and she said, oh, that's such a beautiful name. Such a beautiful name. You think about that? Lost all of her identity in him. Hmm? How magnificent. What a glory. What a light. All because of Jesus. But how about with him, huh? You ever put your hands over this word? Oh, I love that name. I love that name. Oh, I love that name. Now, we're going to go a little deeper. Do I give him all the glory? How about in my job? Huh? Do I give him all the glory in my job? Don't care if we like what we're doing or not like what we're doing. How about we're really good at what we do? Is it about me? Or is it heartily unto him? Looking out here, I see a lot of good-looking people. Boy, pastor can shine us. What happens if you are a good-looking person? Do you try to look good for man? Are you trying to be noticed by man? Or is it him? Huh? I talk to young people about that often. You know, people say, well, you got to find the right person. No, by God's grace, you need to be the right person. And then by God's grace, you will attract the right person. Amen? See how that is? That's why a lot of times you get people that aren't equally yoked. Huh? Yield to God. Every moment is magnificent. Every moment counts. And I'll tell you right now, this is a monumental moment to listen to the Word of God. But think about this too. When is the last time? Brothers and sisters, I'm just giving you my own testimony, and I mean it. When's the last time we really sought opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about out there and being belligerent. That's not going to do any good. But I'm talking about where you prayed, Lord, bring somebody to me. Just one. I don't need a crowd. One-on-one's just good for me. Matter of fact, it's always two-on-one anyways. It got you. And it's the Holy Ghost that does the speaking anyway, so I just sit there and you're ministering to two. Amen? Praise God. Let's get it right, get out of the way, and he'll do something. But then again, do people in your work, do they know you're a Christian? Huh? I'm not talking about big old crucifix you wear on your neck. That's your business anyways. But I'm talking about the life. Bible calls it your conversation. I love it. That's everything about you. That's who you are. Do they see Jesus? Doesn't mean necessarily you're clicking up your heels all the time, but, you know, people take note of it. And God brings those ones out. And he does. And he's got divine appointments for you. Don't miss one. Don't be early. Show up. Let him do it. But how about with your friends and your schoolmates? Really, when's the last time that we asked somebody to church? Didn't mean that they had to go, but truly to be able to say, why don't you come with me? You know, come on a Wednesday night. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I don't care how much you care for them. Sometimes it's the people we care the most for, we're afraid to tell them about Jesus. Come on, we know that. Well, if I told her about Jesus, oh my goodness, she probably wouldn't date me no more. That'd probably be a good idea. Let's find out. Huh? My friends, if they really knew that I went to a church where they stand up and lift up their hands and pray in unison, oh my goodness. They'd never go out with me anymore. That'd be a good thing. If they don't want to go that way. Amen. 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 So, see, the only lasting fullness that we'll ever have in life, brothers and sisters, is truly the fullness of God. The fullness of God is the only fullness you ever have. Putting him in everything that we do. Letting him be the part of everything we do. Letting the Lord fill every part of our life with his joy and his love. And I'll tell you, trust him for it. Praise God for it. He makes everything not just meaningful, but more meaningful. He blesses it. Because you're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. See, I believe the Lord's put on my heart today. He really has impressed me that, you know, Lord, we need to quit the vain things in our lives. Those empty things. See, they're not only hurting us now, but we stay with these things, brothers and sisters. And the loss, the heartache, when we awaken to the temporal happiness that's run into a dead end. See, there's nothing temporal about the happiness of God. It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. It continues. It doesn't end. Hallelujah. But the temporal happiness and the vanity of man always will be a drink that never satisfies. I think about how Brother Hill used to bring out all the time, and I loved how he said it. He said, oh yeah, I was talking to that fella, and he's done really well in his life, very rich man, and he was telling me about the next deal he was going to do, and he was going to build this bigger house, and yeah, he had another barn to build, and a bigger, and Brother Hill would always say, and then what? Well, then after this, I'm going to do this. And then what? Well, and then I plan to do this. This guy getting belligerent, a little bit more angry. You know what was coming. And then what? What do you mean, and then what? And then what? Huh? You're going to climb the corporate ladder. And then what? Well, I'll climb it some more. And then what? Huh? What about that old dictator that died this last week? Huh? Do you hear what the last thing he said? I don't want to die. Don't let me die. Huh? You can either go kicking and screaming, or you can go like Brother Paul did, laughing and rejoicing. Huh? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Oh, hallelujah. I was so thrilled this last week. You know what he told me? He told me, I'm coming for you soon. Oh, that scared a couple people when I said it, but don't let it scare you. I don't know what he means by that, except I know what he means, because he means what he means. He's coming for me soon. And I know whether it's the highway or the subway, it don't matter to me, because you know what? I know he's the one that's coming for me. How glorious. How precious. See, let him have all your affections. Rejoice with him in every thought and happening. Let him be that first love in everything we do. It's so much better to enjoy things together, isn't it? Amen. Come on now. Again, when you're in love with somebody and you see something really great and it was awesome and you were by yourself, it was really great and awesome, but it would have been a double portion. It would have been the double portion. It would have been the much the more. You can explain it as much as you want, but it didn't quite hit it. Amen? First love. My heart pants after him. Close it up now. Rebecca did not have one string attached to her. Man, where's this brother going? But you have to think about this. She never saw this guy she was going to go to. She had never met the family. She'd never seen his place. She'd never heard his voice. But she heard his voice. And she saw his face. And she had walked by faith all the way through that palace. And she listened because she was given an ear. And she believed, not in a story, but in a proposal. And she said, so long to family. And she said, so long to the comforts. She didn't even think about how hard the journey would be. And you know what? As I was thinking, you know, that was weeks on that camel. And it never says that once she got there, she said, wait a second, I got to get myself ready. She didn't even care how she looked. And you know why? She knew she wasn't just a candidate. She knew she was his choice. She listened so much to that precious proposal. She knew she wasn't just in the running. She knew she was it. She knew it was me. Did you see that? And so she didn't even care how she looked. Because she knew that she'd already ravished his heart. She'd listened to what the Spirit said to the churches. And so, one more time, what will it be? Everybody's trophies ready to be laid down? I know you're saying, what you talking about? I don't have any now. It's worth it. By the grace of God, to step out in faith. Amen. To trust God. To glory in him and understanding that's the real glory. To magnify him in him alone. And praise be to God. Oh, what joy and the satisfaction and the contentment that will flood your soul. He is your all in all. Let's bow our heads. You know what? Let's just get up and praise him for a little while. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and stand up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, we love you, Lord God, and praise you for this great grace. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, Lord, let us not withhold a thing. Oh, God, coming with that fullness of heart to you. Oh, hallelujah. Yeshua, Yeshua. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, God. While every head is bowed, Lord, we again just praise you for who you are. Oh, hallelujah, how lovely you are. Thank you for the great love wherewith we are loved. And Lord, again, cause our hearts to truly be broken before you this morning. And a contrite spirit, Lord. And oh, how you give grace to the humble. Lord, thank you for that great grace that causes us to rise up, Lord, and just to run and to give you the praise and the glory and the honor and the thanks, Lord Jesus, causing us to be the vessels to the praise and the glory of your grace. Lord, help us to just keep on keeping on. And we praise you for your wonderful love to us in Jesus' name. Amen.